from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature, whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes. Nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back to school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back to school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Sports Radio 610 presents Payne and Pendergast.
All right, Payne and Pendergast with you. We get to Case Keenum. Hey, quick reminder, you can watch us on YouTube. You can watch us on Twitch now, if you guys haven't heard. Download the Odyssey app. You can get all your Payne and Pendergast podcast. You can rewind. It's the app's humming right now, man. The app is really, really cool. It's a good way to listen. So I appreciate you doing that. Case Keenum had his camp this past weekend, and here is Case Keenum. Aaron Wilson brought us this audio here on social media. This was Case Keenum, whose voice I would imagine weighed in prior to the Diggs trade, given his time in Buffalo with Stephon Diggs. Here's Case Keenum on being reunited with Stephon Diggs.
It's really cool to get back out there and to see Stephon on the practice field with me and to watch him just absolutely do some dirty things with some routes that I haven't seen anybody else be able to do. He's a dynamic player, and he has not lost a step. If anything, he's got more savviness with some stuff that he could put some extra sauce and some routes when he needs to, but you know, when there's not time to take patience, he's got to go right now. So he's done a great job of continuing to build his craft and work his tool set. So I'm excited to see what he can do in the fall.
Yeah, there wasn't anything out at OTAs or minicamp when Diggs was out there, Seth, that lined up with his stats in the second half of the season dipping. You know what I mean? Like, there wasn't anything like, oh yeah, guy looks,
right.
he looks like he's 35 years older. I know he's 31.
There really wasn't last year during the season either. Is the thing that it's a little bit frustrating when guys like Pete Prisco leave C.J. Stroud off of his even top 150
Diggs.
Players
yeah,
list.
Diggs. Yeah.
What did I say? C.J.
Stroud. Yeah.
Dang it, no ding. So I think when people just look at the box scores and look at the production, I think they just assume, oh, he must have fallen off because he's old in the last third of the season. And that just really wasn't the case. They had a new offensive coordinator. It's frustrating because guys like Prisco should understand that, oh, yeah, there was a very clear and defined moment in which they changed the offense. They tried to stop making it such a one wide receiver dominant offense, because in a lot of ways that it made them too predictable versus good teams.
Yeah.
And it was a classic situation where, sure, it was cool if Josh Allen had a security blanket and Stephon Diggs, but it was really keeping them from developing into a complete and total offense that could threaten you in multiple ways. So they started using him differently, but there were plenty of examples of when they did use him on deep routes or anything else that he would traditionally do, he was just fine. It was just that they were changing things around. And it was ultimately probably for the better for Josh Allen, just not good for Stephon Diggs' stats in the moment. And that's, if Stephon Diggs were 30 years old and I was relying on him to come in and be the number one guy, hands down, no doubt about it, I would be nervous just because of age and because of everything else that's ever gone on with Stephon Diggs. If he was depended upon to be the guy, and then the Texans had like six nobodies at the other wide receiver position and a questionable quarterback, I'd be really, really nervous. That's the opposite of what this situation is. So I do understand. Thank you for showing me the light, Sean. I didn't understand why people were so wrapped up in like, who's going to be the number one? Who's going to be the number one? Because like in modern offenses, there's plenty of examples of offenses that don't really have a number one. It doesn't work that way anymore because mm-hmm. you got so many wide receivers out there all the time. I get it that for fantasy and gambling purposes, people would like to know who's going to be leading this team in wide receiving. On the football side of things, it just flat out does not matter one little bit. And the fact of the matter is that you've got three guys that complement each other and a very capable quarterback thrown to them. So, there's no part of me that worries that Stephon Diggs is all of a sudden going to turn into Jose Abreu.
No. But I do think when it comes to who's the number one, and thank you for acknowledging my people, the degenerate gamblers and fantasy football players, that is a factor.
Yeah.
And I think schematically, you talking about there not necessarily being one is spot on. I do think that part of the concern over who's number one with this group is how Diggs has handled not being the number one in previous
right.
situations. You know, like, okay, yeah. who's going to be the number one? If you're worried about harmony and cohesiveness in the locker room, you hope that the answer is maybe you hope the answer is Diggs. It sounds like Diggs has been a really good soldier since he's gotten here, and he's taken the young guys under his wing, and he's done all the right things and so forth. It's just we've granted late in his tenure in Minnesota and Buffalo, not early, but we've seen Diggs get upset before about
right.
not getting the football.
Right, and I think part of it, though, too, is always that, okay, are people genuinely worried that, oh, if he's not the leading wide receiver after week one, that he's going to be all agitated about it?
I think some people are a little worried.
Guess. I mean, he steps in. Like, he understands what the situation is in Houston. And I know that, look, obviously the Texans traded for him, but you don't trade for a guy like Stephon Diggs unless there's a conversation about whether or not he's going to be disgruntled about things.
Right.
It really does boil down to, as long as the offense is functioning well, receivers tend to get agitated more when they should be getting the ball and they're not getting the ball. I mean, the irrational types that just absolutely have to have their ego fed all the time, they'll find reasons to get disgruntled, you know, even if they weren't supposed to get the ball. But if the offense is functioning properly, it's that there's times when you're the primary guy, there's times when you're the secondary guy, there's times when the quarterback misses a read, but is it something that happens consistently? Is the quarterback consistently missing reads or not going to when the reads should have taken you there? And I just don't see that being an issue with CJ this year.
Yeah.
So, I guess I understand the concerns about him given his blow-ups in the past, but a lot of those were at least based on Josh Allen playing, frankly, like still a young quarterback in a lot of respects.
Yep.
He's like Josh Allen himself in his press conference this year started talking about how he needs to start doing things in a way that sounds a lot like the way C.J. Stroud already operates.
Yeah.
Adjusting to defensive shifts after the snap. Understanding how things change as the game plan goes along or as the game unfolds. And that's frustrating for a wide receiver sometimes when you know how some quarterbacks operate and your quarterback isn't operating that way. And then things change where at the very least you were his security blanket and now you're no longer needed. You're the Velveteen Rabbit, basically. He became the Velveteen Rabbit, the poor, forsaken Velveteen Rabbit.
Mm-hmm.
Well, young Josh went on to play with the other toys that weren't really all that enticing either. Like, Gabe Davis, yeah.
Neat toy. Yeah, and I think, too, if you're trying to kind of figure out, what's Diggs' role going to be? Who's going to be the number one? If those are things that matter to you, they didn't give up.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Paul, that you would give up to be a guy that you're force-feeding the football to 160 times a year. You know what I mean? Gave up a second-round pick for him. You know, right. The guys that are number ones are guys you're giving up 2 ones or a one and five other picks for or whatever, like Tyreek Hill and whatnot. So so we'll see what happens.
I guess so. I got to be what's the over-under? What's the over-under? Since we're taking this into fantasy and gambling routes, what's the over-under on week in which Stephon Diggs either has a negative cryptic tweet or an outburst?
If he's not one of the more highly targeted guys against Buffalo.
Just over under. Oh, okay.
Against Buffalo. Gotcha. So, but I don't think that'll be the case. I you know what? I think he's going to be...
I'm taking the over no matter what it
is. Yeah, no, that's what I'm saying. I think he's going to be okay. It's a one-year thing. This is where...
Where would you put the over-under then? If you're
I would put it at week 17 and a half. You know?
No, that's what you would bet.
Yeah.
But if you're the handicapper, there's enough people out there that do think there will be
an
outburst at some
point. Okay, okay. I would put it at... I would put it at probably somewhere in the middle of the season, like 9.5, something like that. Yeah, probably like 9.5.
Yeah, I'll take the over.
Yeah, I think...
Because he's also a free agent at the end of the year,
that's
too.
That's the thing, man.
Even if he wants to have
an
outburst or a cryptic tweet,
he'd
probably hold it in.
That's where making it a one-year deal, I think, factors in heavily. I think he's going to be fine this year, is my guess. Ocho, I know you're listening, and I know you disagree, but I just think he's going to be fine.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to, or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
This season, Instacart has your back to school. As in, they've got your back-to-school lunch favorites like snack packs and fresh fruit. And they've got your back-to-school supplies like backpacks, binders, and pencils. And they've got your back when your kid casually tells you they have a huge school project due tomorrow. Let's face it, we were all that kid. So first, call your parents to say, I'm sorry. And then download the Instacart app to get delivery in as fast as 30 minutes all school year long. Get a $0 delivery fee for your first 3 orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids to a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
At least he's not doing what Brandon Ayuk is doing. Brandon Ayuk meeting with the Niners on Monday. I've not heard anything about how it went. He reportedly called the meeting. Have you ever seen that before where a wide receiver who's in a contract year agitating for a top of market contract said, I want to come meet with you? I mean, he's just short of holding a boombox over his head outside the Niners facility, like say anything.
Yeah, I approve of him acting like a diva because we've got too few diva receivers in the NFL anymore. Well, I feel like Stephon Diggs. I know that diva is a pejorative. I actually like divas, within reason. He might be a diva. I don't know. But as far as Brandon Ayuk, I've told you, Sean, this is the huge advantage that teams have over players is that teams are juggling, thinking about, calculating 70 different contracts at any given time. And also looking at everybody else who's available out there. And no matter how big a player you are just a little smidgen in like the pie that they're thinking about. Whereas the player himself, that's all he's thinking about in the offseason, is he's obsessed with this contract or this potential extension. And calling a meeting when you've already shown that you're agitated or that you feel like they don't want me anymore.
He said that.
Yeah, feels desperate.
Yeah.
Feels desperate.
I agree.
If I'm John Lynch, I'm kind of like, all right, come to Papa. Come to Papa, you desperate hoe.
Yeah.
That's what I would say. I would actually DM that to him.
That'd go well. So Brandon Ayuk wants a new deal. I guess he went on the Pivot podcast. I've not seen this episode yet, so maybe in the Pivot podcast is Ryan Clark, Channing Crowder, and Fred Taylor. We played a little of it yesterday. They sat down with Jaden Daniels, and when they recorded, Jaden Daniels had with Brandon Ayuk. And spoiler alert, he had Jaden Daniels with him.
Now, we'll tell you this. When he sat with us, he did not walk into the room alone. First, it was Brandon Ayuk. Second, it was Jaden Daniels. I'm not a tea leaf reader, but the way that sounds is that Brandon Ayuk wouldn't mind playing in Washington.
Okay, so Brandon Ayuk was doing the Pivot podcast, and he had Jaden Daniels in tow with him. They are former teammates at Arizona State. Jaden Daniels was at Arizona State before he transferred to LSU. So they've played together before. They're friends. That's who Brandon Ayuk was FaceTiming. We played the audio of it last week when Brandon Ayuk is FaceTiming with Jaden Daniels, telling him that, boy, they don't want me, bro. It's the Niners' day. They just don't want me. Mm.
The whole thing about Brandon Ayuk that really gets on my nerves is two things, really. One would be, okay, using Jaden Daniels as a prop of some sort. And two, the fact that his girlfriend chimes in so much and so frequently and that she's involved with it. Because, man, that just adds on a whole... Like, if there's one thing, I don't want to deal with a dude that's a pain in the butt all the time, even though I admire divas. But I don't, it comes out like, okay, how much diva do I want in my life? But am I adding two divas to this situation?
Right.
I got to deal with not just Brandon Ayuk. And remember, what you're always worried about with players is, all right, we can send a message out in the meeting room as much as we want. Some of these guys are going to go home and they've got somebody else in their ear telling them how they're being mistreated or how they need to handle things and everything. And I feel like, man, Brandon Ayuk's girlfriend just gets on my nerves. There's just too much agitation from both of those. They might be too much diva.
She's not good for the situation, that's for sure. Hey, speaking of Jaden Daniels, I saw this cut on Twitter earlier this week. Jeremy Fowler does his piece every week where things that he's hearing around the league. And with Jeremy Fowler, a lot of them is... I'm hearing this from people who aren't at all involved in the situation. Here's Jeremy Fowler, as long as we're talking about Jaden Daniels. I guess this qualifies as a report. Here's Jeremy Fowler on what people are feeling about Jaden Daniels around the league.
Jaden Daniels, not only did he have a very strong spring by all accounts, but there is definitely buzz league-wide as I talk to people this time of year about different players, big picture items. I've talked to multiple scouts and execs that have brought up Daniels unprompted, like, hey, it's kind of scary what Washington could be with Daniels, because he's got the running ability, but he's more polished as a passer than a lot of running quarterbacks coming out of college. Really, the only knock on them right now is the offensive line. If they can get that shored up, Daniels could very well take off in year one. That's the expectation among a lot of people around the league.
This is where, when you got reporters that are working for ESPN, because ESPN then takes that and parcels it out like it's a report that Jaden Daniels is going to have a big year. You know, like
the people are just convinced that, yep, that's it. This guy's
like, it's a fact. Like, he's going to have a big year.
There's a lot of people who think that this number two overall quarterback could have an impact on this team this year.
That's the best part.
Yeah.
He's the number two overall pick. Hey, what happened with the number two overall pick last year? Oh, that's right. He was amazing. His name was CJ Stroud. Yeah.
Listen, Jeremy Fowler, I got a hot tip for you. The number two overall quarterback, the number two overall player in the draft, the quarterback, might end up being good for the team that drafted him.
Right.
Number two overall. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Scouts and executives. Yeah.
I do think Jaden Daniels, I think some of that might, though, speak to a lot of the improvements that Jaden Daniels made in his last season at LSU were on the mental side of things. Like, he became a much more polished, crisp, decisive quarterback. And a lot of that's been tied to this, like, this brand new simulator that LSU was using, that they actually, like, LSU worked with the German developers of this simulation software, or this VR program. They had done it, these Germans had done it for soccer already. They presented it to LSU, and LSU was like, okay, we're on board. And they started, like, just working together all offseason, and really, compared to other simulators that are out there, this is apparently just way more lifelike. Mm. There's not the glitchiness or anything. Like, it feels like you're sitting in the middle of a really good video
game.
And it allows quarterbacks to, and they made it specific to the opponent they were playing, the defensive back tendencies, all that stuff. So Jaden Daniels, three times a week, would go through the entire game plan versus various looks without knowing which defense was coming and react to it in real time, which is where everything's headed. It's just, and people have known it's headed that way for a long time. It's just the technology isn't quite there. You get a headache after you use some of the old stuff too long because of the lag. This is like Jaden Daniels got himself, like, he upped his football IQ by 50 by using that last year. And I think a lot of people didn't quite know how to process that.
Yeah.
You know, sometimes a quarterback has a better season than they usually have, and you wonder, okay, is this a one-off? Is this real? I think there was a lot of people out there that maybe were more bullish on Jaden Daniels than whatever the status quo was.
I like
because of the mental side of
things. Yeah, I like him a lot. I think he could end up being the best quarterback out of this class. He's the number two overall pick. Like, I know
headline.
I just ragged. No, yeah, I'm not asking for a headline out of this. This is my opinion. By the way, Caleb Williams is the number one pick in this draft, so it is a slightly hot take, I would
say. But Caleb Williams would be the difference, though, too, where, okay, the physical skills are undeniable and it's crazy, and not to mention, like, the play that he had on the field.
Yeah.
But it's just the mental stuff is harder to assess.
Yeah.
That's why people never wanted to give Tom Brady the credit he deserved, because his highlight reel, for a long time, because his highlight reel wasn't as good as Aaron Rodgers. People just get into debates over who the better quarterback was.
Yeah.
It was absurd.
Yep. Also, I know when I think of cutting edge, I think of the state of Louisiana, man, for sure. Cutting edge technology.
They did it with the same. It's weird. It wasn't with the technology, but Joe Burrow. I mean, there's so many similarities there
with
a guy that went to LSU as a transfer, and with a couple of stud receivers, like, transformed himself, because that's the other dynamic with Jaden Daniels. It's like, he also had neighbors and Thomas, and like, okay, so what? There were a lot of counterbalances potentially, just like there were with Burrow.
It's wild. Like, there's receivers drafted in almost the same slots. Chase was fifth, and Jefferson was 22nd, and neighbors is sixth, and Thomas was 23rd. It's wild. All right, headlines. Astros pick up some ground. Update on the All-Star voting, College World Series, Stanley Cup Final. We got it all for you in headlines next.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Knorr Sides and Bouillon as your not-so-secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Knorr Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit Knorr.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
Everybody knows it. Toyota trucks are the stuff of legends. Rugged, durable, everlasting. Toyota makes trucks that just don't quit. And now, Toyota is driving that legacy toward the future with two of their most powerful trucks ever, the new Tundra and the all-new Tacoma. In a half-ton Tundra, you can rule the roads. From the comfort of a spacious cabin with connected tech and plenty of hauling power, the Tundra is ready to work hard and play even harder. Or check out the all-new 24 Tacoma, redesigned and electrified to maximize your adventure. With a bevy of available off-road driving and power transfer modes, you will effortlessly crush the conditions. And with the Tacoma's reimagined interior, you'll do it in style. And right now, your local Toyota dealer has more vehicles in stock and is making delivery on new vehicles almost every day. So don't wait. Buy a Tundra or Tacoma today. Visit buyatoyota.com for deals and more. Toyota, let's go places.
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be.
Recovery from addiction can take many forms, and quite often, it's a team effort. For those in recovery, having support often leads to a better outcome. And for those supporting people in recovery, they celebrate every milestone. Here's to family, friends, loved ones, healthcare providers, and community groups who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. If you or someone you know is experiencing addiction, visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose to learn more about the various treatment options available.
Nerds. Today's episode is sponsored by NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast. Get your head in the financial game with smart investing and budgeting tips straight from the nerds. NerdWallet's experts will set future you up for success with dependable, fact-based insights. No financial misinformation allowed. Learn how to save on your summer vacation, find your next credit card or loan for a big purchase, and invest in your next index fund. Make smarter decisions in 2024. Follow NerdWallet's Smart Money Podcast on your favorite podcast app.
There's sports betting, and then there's Circa Las Vegas, an adults-only sports watching nirvana. Now you can watch up to 19 games at the world's largest sportsbook on a 78-million-pixel, three-story mega screen. Plus, it's always spectator season at America's largest pool amphitheater, Stadium Swim. Stadium Swim is open 365 days a year and features all sports on an epic 143-foot screen. Book your reservation at CircaLasVegas.com. Circa Las Vegas, this is sports the way it should be.